House Speaker Johnson, House pursuing Biden allegations very aggressively. By Jeff Poor on October 29, 2023. During an appearance on this week's Sunday Morning Futures on the Fox News Channel, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, acknowledged House Republicans under his leadership were still committed to pursuing potential wrongdoing by President Joe Biden and his family. "Sir, what about the investigations into the potential Biden family influence peddling, potential bribery?" host Maria Bartiromo asked. "Are you going to allocate the financial resources and human capital needed to do an in-depth investigation? And will an impeachment inquiry turn into an official impeachment?" "Well, see, Maria, I worked on the committees of jurisdiction," Johnson replied. "And judiciary is one of those. I think our chairmen have done an exceptional job. You have spoken to all of them, Jamie Comer and Jim Jordan and Jason Smith, on oversight and judiciary in ways and means. They continued those investigations even while we were going through the tumult of the speaker's race. They were still working methodically through that. I'm encouraging that. I think we have a constitutional responsibility to follow this truth where it leads. We're the rule of law team. We don't use this for political, partisan games like the Democrats have done and did against Donald Trump twice. We are going to follow the law and follow the Constitution," he continued. "And I think we, you and I, have a suspicion of where that may lead. But we're going to let the evidence speak for itself. And I look forward to rolling that out over the coming days and weeks and letting the American people see exactly why we are taking the next steps and where it's headed." "Are you expecting to subpoena Hunter Biden?" Bartiromo asked. "I'm looking at that," Johnson said. "I think that desperate times call for desperate measures and that perhaps is overdue. We have not made a full decision yet. I'm counseling with the attorneys involved on all of this to see what the contours of. I'm an attorney myself, so I speak the language. We're trying to move forward on some of this very aggressively. I think the American people are owed these answers. And I think our suspicions about all this, the evidence that we have gathered so far, as you know, is affirming what many of us feared may be the worst. And, as Jamie Comer likes to say, bank records don't lie. We already have a lot of this evidence. The dots are being connected. And we will see where it leads." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.